coming loose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. We are coming to you live from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. Tonight is another free fight card with my Watch Every Game box. I'm second half Chaz. We've got Steve on the board. And, of course, this week's panelist, Johnny D.
Hey, baby. Week 4 NFL, Rocktober. I just want to set one thing straight. We're running the hurry-up offense on this show today. It's 1st and 10. Let's get the chains moving. Guys, pick up the phone. Get the calls coming in.
Tommy.
Good morning, sports bettors.
And over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour will handle. We want to know what the public is thinking, so give us a call, 866-405-1717. As always, callers wanted, winners preferred. Remember, you always hear about the public. The public does this. These guys that are calling in, you are the public. Let's go to our first caller. Let's talk to Wes.
This one seems too easy this week. I just don't see how Arizona's going to lose. I think it's 6.5, depending on where you look. Some places it's 7. They didn't even give San Francisco a chance to put anything on the board. Last week they were up 14 before San Francisco could even think about it. Arizona is so tough at home. They're so complete. Easiest money of the week, Arizona over the Rams.
Yeah, Wes, we talked about that Thursday night at the Fox Sports Grill with the fact that how many times you get a game where they score twice before you get the ball on offense.
Yeah, and that offense is so talented and balanced once they do get the ball. Carson Palmer's playing great. They got some good wide receivers, and I love Larry Fitzgerald playing in the slot. It's just They're amazing. They could be in a world of their own this year.
They're definitely playing well. Now, remember, before we let you go, Brad's scheduled to call in. You definitely want to hook up and get another two-teamer because I know you guys cashed last week.
Yeah, we made a little lunch money off of that.
There you go, buddy. We'll talk.
Yep.
So, Johnny D, they look the real deal.
Oh, yeah. First of all, about the Rams, they have no offense. They actually rank last in the NFL in total yards. Carson Palmer and Arizona, they're in my top three. They're undefeated. They're leading the NFL in scoring. They won the last three times they've played the Rams. I think the Rams have averaged 10 points a game. So Arizona goes to 4-0.
Yeah, Wes came to the show through Brad, and between the two of them, they've called in 4 plays, and they're 4-0. So let's go out to a previous caller of the week, Tom Vasco. Tom, who do you like today?
Tom Vasco, Franklin, Virginia. Thanks for taking my call. Your caller just took my pick. My backup today, though, is I'm going to go with the Packers to roll over the 49ers and get back in my winning ways this Sunday.
Well, you know what? I think Arizona is going to be a pick of a lot of people, Tom, because they just look good. We'll talk to you next week. Tommy, they look good, don't they?
Arizona?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. I think they're the best team in football right now. Right up there with the Packers.
Yeah, well, in terms of the power rankings, Green Bay's right there too. So, yep. You know.
Green Bay in San Fran should not be a problem. They're only giving up 8.5. They should wallop them. It's Kaepernick is probably going to throw another 2 or 3 interceptions. He's just not a good quarterback.
So when you look at that 8.5, and it does look like it's not enough points, in my opinion, but you got the home field advantage. That's usually good for 3 points. So, you know, now it's 11.5 points if you think about it that way. But the bottom line is, why is that number so low? Or is it just it's too early and tomorrow it's going to spike up a couple more points?
It's just road dogs and, road favorites, you know, they don't like them, and they do have a few of their best receivers are hurt.
Yeah, injuries are killing a lot of people this year in the NFL. None more than my lovely wife, Vicky. Her roster has been decimated. All right, we're going to take another call. Let's go out to Joe from Connecticut. We got Joe.
Yeah, so I got a little hot last week. Thanks for having me again, guys. And, you know, I really like the Arizona Cardinals this week. They're given 7 points against the St. Louis Rams playing home. The Rams seem like they're struggling to find an identity. They're trying to work in their first-round pick from last year, Gurley, and trying to make Trey Mason work, and it just doesn't seem like they can really hit their best stride. And the Cardinals are hot right now. Arians got them playing great football. I think they've been one of the most underrated teams in football this past few years. And Carson Palmer looks like 2001 USC all over again. So I really like the Cardinals this week. I think they're a huge underlay, only laying 7. I think, I think they're going to win by a ton. So that's who I like. What do you guys think?
Well, yeah, that's, you know, again, that seems to be the game of the week. But remember, in the past, guys, when everybody's been on the same side, those games have done real well. I remember talking with Joe from Connecticut earlier in the week because we were talking about his dad is a big USC fan. And I was mentioning to him that we were at the game, his first game as a Trojan. Right, weren't we?
Yeah, I was with you there. Carson Palmer trotted out on the field against Florida State. It was a hell of a day.
I couldn't remember who they played.
Yeah, the Seminoles up at the Coliseum.
But they, he's had a long career. Boy, a lot of downs, a lot of injuries. Hopefully he'll keep it up. But they really do look like the real deal. When I'm looking at my sixbestgame.com trends, the Green Bay game, the one that backed up Tommy Vasco backed up on, was one that jumped out at me. You know, I've had them already with my best bet this year. They're 13-2 against the spread in the last 15 first quarters. Now, 15 is a lot longer than what they played this year, so that's going back almost a whole season. They're over 15 of 18, so that is going back 2 years. They have, in their last 18 first quarters, gone over the number 15 times. That's really incredible. All right, speaking of Wes called in with Arizona, let's see who Brad. Brad, who do you like? Got a winner for the public, baby.
Hey, good morning, Taz. How's it going, man?
Good, buddy. Who do you like?
Good. All right, so listen, I love Wes's pick, of course. I think everybody's going to jump on that train. But the second part of the WB is going to be, I love the Bills. You know, I've been riding them the last couple of weeks. They burned me week one against the Colts. And I haven't gone against them yet. And I just think I got them at 5 right here this morning against the Giants. I mean, Tyrod Taylor's playing. I mean, he's in my top 5 right now. Quarterbacks, I think. I mean, he's doing what he's, you know, what he has to do there. Rex Ryan's got the defense on fire. And then and if you look at the stats there, nobody's going into Buffalo scoring any points. And Eli's not the guy. I mean, he's not the guy that's going to go in there and throw 3 or 4 touchdowns. Nobody else can go in there and do it. He's definitely not the guy. You're laying 5 there, they win probably by 10, 14 points easy.
No, don't be afraid to put some Arizona money with that, like you said, because guys.
Yeah, we call it lunch money. We're the WB.
You're perfect, man. You're 4-0, and I'll take 4-0 all day long, and we'll talk to you next week, Brad.
All right, 6-0 next week, buddy.
Yep.
All right, take care.
Actually, I forgot to mention, Brad said he's in Vegas. He might be in San Diego next Thursday, and if he is, he's, of course, invited to the Fox Sports Grill for another. Boy, have we been blessed with the finishes. Don't get me wrong. It was a tough way to lose when you got an NFL kicker missing field goals. That's a tough way to lose. But the bottom line is the 4 or 5 weeks that we've been at the Thursday night football at the Fox Sports Grill, the games have all come down to the wire with the point spreads. So, Johnny, what do you think about the Bills team?
Yeah, the Battle of New York. Giants and Bills, you know, should be one hell of a football game. Eli Manning has a lot of weapons around him now, but Rex Ryan, as the Bills defense, is playing great football. I think Eli will be under pressure all day. I think Tyrod Taylor will be the difference in this game. And I like the Bills at home Sunday, too, to keep it going.
Yeah, they're the real deal in that defense. And, you know, Tommy, we talk about it all the time. Defense is what wins football games. It always has. It always will.
Yeah, but to put down Eli Manning, last time I checked, he's got 2 Super Bowl rings. So,
yeah, but the last year and a half for Eli Manning have been a tough year and a half. And again, it falls down to the same thing you're hearing on sports radio every day when you drive around this town. It's the offensive line. You don't you got to have a defense to win, but you can't win without an offensive line.
He still puts up numbers.
Yeah, no, you know, but sometimes those defenses are going to make them turn into mistakes. So it'll be interesting to see. That's a lot of points, though. 5.5 is a lot of points. One of the things that I want to mention with the WatchEveryGame.com box, one of our sponsors, it's that time of year when, you know, there's one weekend. This thing pays for itself in one weekend. I know tonight there's UFC, right, Tommy?
That's right.
They're going to charge me. Somebody's going to charge me. Either I go to a bar, they're going to charge me, or I'm going to pay Time Warner or Cox or DirecTV. Somebody's going to charge me. Not me. Paid for. In between, Vicky could watch some movies. And as you know, if I don't mention that you can watch movies on this thing, I get yelled at home. But more importantly, today, college football. There isn't a game. If it's on TV, if it's not on TV anywhere, say you you got the Akron Zips against somebody and they're playing Division II school and they're not on TV anywhere, you're not going to get it on the internet either. But if it's on TV anywhere, you're going to watch it on the box. And then the other aspect of it is Sunday, because Sunday, it's just horrible. I don't know about where you guys live, and you could be listening to the show anywhere. The bottom line is on San Diego, we get one game some mornings, one game. It's that simple. I don't know what it's like for you guys, Tommy. When you wake up in the morning and you're looking at that the TV schedule and you see a Houston-Cleveland game, what do you think?
I think I'm glad I have the red zone.
Man, it's just brutal. Just brutal. So what we're going to do is when we come back, we are going to hopefully chat with one of our, you know, if he wasn't a paid subscriber, he would be, you know, without a doubt, our lead handicapper, the Fox Sports Grill segment with Jason Miller. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. Championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autograph footballs. Championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember the sportsbook. All have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz with Johnny and Tommy. And
hey,
whenever the media discusses sports betting, guys, you hear them mention the public. The public's all over Oklahoma. The public's all over the Packers. Well, guess what? We've got the public right here. However, our next guest, and he comes through us with our Fox Sports Grill segment, and you got to check out the picture on the Sports Betting Weekly homepage. It's a postcard. I laughed. It's not what a sports bar normally is supposed to look like. Palm trees, sunsets. It's America's finest sports bar, no doubt about it. We had another great Thursday night football. We're turning Thursday nights into a Super Bowl party. We had Mike and Bethany won a football. JJ decided to go with the gift card when he won. Easy directions, too. Go down to Petco Park, look up, find the Hilton. We're on the water. Let's talk with Jason. Jason, 6 for 7. I don't care if you're coming for a sponsor, you're coming homeless on the trolley. 6 for 7 is 6 for 7, my man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning, guys. What's happening?
How you doing, buddy?
Thinking about quitting my job and just betting on sports.
No. Like I said, don't quit. Get him to put you up. Get a place like in the one of the malls in Vegas, and you know, in the strip malls at Caesars. You have a little Fox Sports Grill, and then you can run over like between tickets and put in your parlay.
Supplement.
There you go.
I'll do that. It's better than going to Tijuana to bet at Caliente.
No doubt. So, who do you like?
This week, I'm just picking one game. I like. It's a lot of tough games. I like Carolina, -3. I think they're a lock to win that game. Their defense has been really playing, you know, playing great.
Yeah, they talked about him a little bit on the radio with the fact that Cam Newton he wins. He just finds a way to win sometimes, you know.
Yeah, you know, defense with him, with Greg Olsen. I don't think Tampa Bay really has their identity set yet, so. Yeah, I got that for sure.
All right. Well, you know what? There's I tell people all the time, you've had a great start. Keep up. I love the fact that you're not afraid to force a single bet when you normally are a two teamer, and you say, you know what? I like this. I don't really have a second team. That's smart money management.
Yeah.
Should be applauded. So, what's going on? What do you got going? The Fox Sports Grill Saturday, Sunday. You're right on the water. It's a perfect place to bring your family. The kids can, as long as they stay in control, the kids can have a good time there. But what do you got planned?
The weather's great today. I'm getting ready to open up soon. Got our patio open, great view. Lots of college games on today. And tomorrow we're just really excited because the Chargers game is at 1 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock.
Yep.
So we'll get some people who normally sleep in a little bit will hopefully come down and check it out, get some of our beer buckets, get our breakfast, and, you know, just have a great time.
There really is. There is something special about having that bucket put down in front of you. Because then you don't need anybody. You know, Jason, you don't need anybody. You got your bucket. You got your ice. Life is good. And of course, the Fox Sports Grill just treats us so well. We can't thank you enough.
You got it.
All right, buddy. We'll talk again. Congrats. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good weekend.
Yep.
Bye.
Let's go out to Hector. Hector, you got a winner for us.
Yes, thanks, man. Good talking to you. Yeah, I got a winner for you. I bounced back last week with the Steelers, and I think this week, you know, I used to like Chicago when I was on an old school Chicago Bears, you know, Jim McMahon and that crazy defense, but how the times have turned for Chicago. I think John Fox is already turning in his resume, so I'm taking the Raiders -2.5.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having fond memories, but boy, it's been a long, long time for them now, hasn't it?
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, buddy. We'll talk. Talk to you next week. Johnny.
Hey, this one's from our, I bet you didn't see this one coming, department. The Raiders could be 3-1 Sunday night. Can you believe that? Derek Carr, Amari Cooper looking really good. The running back, Latavius Murray, had 129 yards rushing last week. The Bears have really fallen apart. I think they ran for like 63 yards last week. Yeah, and they had 146 yards total offense for the game. Shut out for the first time in 15 years. I think they traded Jared Allen, maybe a fire sale going on. Yeah, I love the Raiders. I agree with Hector. Take the Oakland Raiders, lay the 3.
There you go. Let's head out to Al. We've got Al. We got Al from San Diego.
Yep.
What do you like, Al? You got a winner for the public there?
Well, the winner I'm taking is the Green Bay Packers over the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, we talked about that game. It doesn't seem like that 8.5 is enough, Al.
It sure doesn't. The way the Packers looked the other day on Monday night, and as bad as Green Bay, Colin Kaepernick, he looks like he's going backwards as far as being a starting quarterback in the NFL. Who says Jim McMahon's not a good – I mean, not Jim McMahon.
Harbaugh.
Who says –
Harbaugh.
He hit the exit
button at the right time, huh?
He sure did, man. That team has fallen apart. And the way the Packers are playing, you got to think that Rodgers going back to the Bay Area where he went to school there at Cal, he's going to have a field day with that offense against their defense.
Yeah, I saw last week where a couple of the comments were that the balls weren't really perfectly thrown balls in those five TDs and no interceptions, but the receivers bailed them out, and I had to laugh.
Exactly. Him and Brady look like the creme de la creme of the NFL right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, buddy, you gave us a winner last time, right?
Yeah, I sure did.
All right, let's go see if you're 2-0. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty.
Hey, Tommy, you know what? I apologize. We kind of glossed over that Carolina pick for Jason. The Panthers, he mentioned a little bit about why he likes them. What do you think of that game?
You know, that's my, you know, I know it's a little early, but that's the game I like this week. They have a great defense. They have a solid offense. The only thing that concerns me a little bit is Hurricane Joaquin. I mean, it could be some ugly weather there, and they might even end up canceling the game and moving it to like Monday or Tuesday night.
Right.
If it's raining, you know, give me the team with a better running game, and that's Carolina.
Yeah, no, Tampa Bay is they're improving, but they're not scaring anybody. All right, so we got another Al. Is that what you're saying, Steve? We got another Al from Connecticut?
It's Sal from Connecticut.
Oh, there you go. That'll make sense. Hey, Sal. So
how you doing?
If I look correctly at our – and remember, you know, when you call in, you call 866-405-1717. We're keeping track to every single pick, and it looks like you're coming off an L, so you need to get another W on the board, buddy.
Yeah, you know, I had Baltimore last week. They came back to go ahead, gave up a touchdown, came back again, gave up another touchdown. It's just one of those games.
Yep.
Hey, I like a couple teams this week. Carolina and Oakland were already mentioned, but I also like Atlanta. Atlanta giving 6-8 against Houston. I think Atlanta's been playing really well, and I expect another win.
Yeah, they. When we were talking about Arizona, the Atlanta is their quarterback's playing very well. I mean, he gets the big bucks. He's supposed to play well, but he's been playing well. So we're looking to get you another winner, Sal. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, great, thanks.
All right, Johnny, what do you think, Atlanta?
Oh, yeah, biggest surprise of this young NFL season, Dan Quinn of the Atlanta Falcons. You know, I think Julio Jones is on track to break 3 NFL receiving records, receptions, yards, and touchdowns. They've got Devontae Freeman. He had 141 yards and 3 touchdowns last week. Sorry to say the Texans aren't what they used to be. Yeah, I love the Falcons in this one, lay the 6.5, and I agree with the caller there.
Yeah, all right, so we're going out next to Jim. Let's talk to Jim.
Good morning.
Jim, who do you like, buddy?
Well, I'm going to take Kansas City in that 3.5 hook. I know a lot of people are, you know, buying the Bengals pretty heavily right now. I think after watching Kansas City, you know, coming actually at some points play solid against Green Bay in a very, very tough environment on Monday night, I think that that running game's capable of holding on to the ball long enough to do some damage down in the Queen City.
Yeah, they're not talk about a home field advantage. They're not too bad at themselves in their own yard. And you say it's down to 3.5 because when I had it earlier, it was at 4.
Right, 3.5.
There's a big difference. We talk about it all the time with a lot of numbers, Jim. In life, the difference between 3 and 4 is not that big of a deal, but with sports betting, it sure is, isn't it?
It's.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. All right, Tommy.
You know, I got to go the other way in this game. Cincinnati's, they've looked really good. Andy Dalton's having a great year. He's only thrown one pick in 3 games. And they have some weapons on that team. They got Julio Green. They have Jones. They have 2 good running backs, Hill and Bernard. And they have a stout defense. And they're a great regular season team. I'll lay it up four with Cincinnati, and I'll also play the over 44 in that game.
One of the biggest trends that we've got on the board is the at home in their last 14 games. So we're in week four, guys. So if you're going 14 home games, you're going back probably maybe even past 2014 to 2013. They haven't covered once. They're 13-1 against the spread in 14 first half. So that's the kind of stuff that gets me nervous. Johnny, what do you think?
Just a quick take. You know, I think the Bengals are going to watch the film from the Chiefs game, and Aaron Rodgers threw five touchdown passes on the Chiefs. I think Dalton and the Bengals will do the same thing. They've been to the playoffs 4 years in a row. I think this is the best Cincinnati team we've had. So watch out for the Bengals this year and Sunday.
Yeah, I had them last week. They were that was my first parlay best bet. The SixBetsAGame.com strategy this year on the website Sports Betting Weekly is 5-0. And last week it was the first half. Cincinnati, the Baltimore game, like Sal mentioned, it came back and forth, back and forth. I was already done and moved on. Mo would always make fun of me, and we've got Mo coming up. It looks like Nick's on the board as well for our next segment. Pretty excited to have Mo in. He went 14-2. When you go 14-2 against the spread, of course, he had struggled earlier because that only got him back in the third place. But, hey, you know what? It's ahead of where he was last year at this time, I think. So we're going to have a little chat with him. Not sure about Nick. Nick does some reverse picks. And again, this is a guy that says basically he is going against the public, and we're the public. So it'll be interesting to see what he says. But I do got to mention one more time, Thursday Night Football at the Fox Sports Grill. We have such a great time down there. I finally, Tommy, got some pictures of the shrimp basket, the popcorn shrimp. It's called popcorn shrimp, but it's a basket of popcorn with popcorn shrimp on top. And so check it out. You should be able to see that either on our Facebook page. Remember, you could always tweet your picks in, Tommy.
Oh, you're looking at tweet us at SB Weekly. And you can also go to our Facebook page, sportsbettingweekly.com.
Mo, when we come back, you're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. I'm Second Half Chaz with Johnny and Tommy. The second half of this show is the perfect segment for Six Bets a Game. .com. The mythical bankroll hasn't had a loser yet. I think I'm up like 4,700 pesos. And six bets a game is the main reason. It makes sense, though. And Tommy and I talk about it all the time. Tommy almost never bets games. You know, it's hard to bet 60 minutes. It's a lot easier to bet 30 minutes. It really becomes that simple. 30 minutes is easier to win than 60 minutes because you don't have a tale of two halves. You don't have that one team wins the first half and the second team wins the second half. Of course, sometimes you get it and you bet them both. SixBetsAGame.com. The only reason I know that Baltimore is a 1-11 against their spread in their last 12 going into that game Thursday night. So if you think about it, they won the game and they covered. But they were 1-11 in the first half. Now they're 1-12. It's that simple. So as we go through the games this segment, we'll focus on some of that data. But let's get out to our next caller. Before we get out to our next caller, Nick, let's, Johnny, give him one more time a chance to get online.
Yeah, I like the pace of the show today. The hurry-up offense is going. Let's keep the callers going. We'll get you in fast. 1-866-405-1717. Let's hear from you.
All right, so let's go out to Nick. Nick, are you going to hit us with the public, or are you going against the public?
No, Chaz, we got to go against the public this week again, even though we got slaughtered last week with the Niners against the Cardinals. That game was over before it even started. Two pick sixes. We're looking to rebound tonight. Tomorrow we're going to rebound. Peyton Manning's at home. Everyone said that he was dead. Now everyone's saying that he's alive. The general public is with the Broncos. So it's obvious that you got to take Adrian Peterson plus the 7. And if you can buy the hook for an extra 10%, I'm going to recommend that at plus 7.5 on the Vikings.
Yeah, you know what, Nick? That half a point, you're the second caller to talk about the hook. It really does make a difference. It makes a difference in a lot of ways. Sure, the money management and the fact that if you got to pay 10% more for your ticket, yada, yada, yada. But I'm talking about from when you're watching the game standpoint. If you're watching the game and you're getting 7.5 and golly gee, you got a 1-point lead, the world is prettier. Flowers smell better. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we'll talk to you next week, Nick. Keep it up. Johnny, you think the reverse is going to work?
Yes, I do. Actually, you know, Peyton Manning's out of the shotgun, throwing the ball around a little bit more. But Adrian Peterson's really looking like the old AP. He had a 43-yard touchdown run last week. I don't want to throw any Chargers under the bus, but he made a couple of guys look silly. So, yeah, I'll take the Vikings in 7.5 in that.
Yeah, I've got the Minnesota in the pool. And, of course, it's nice when the host I had a pretty bad week in the pool and then kind of chipped my way back up to a decent 9-7. But 30 wins in 3 weeks, just averaging 10 a week, I'll take that all day long. But nobody did as well this year as our next guest. He is the, I guess after being suspended again for his Subway Jared comments, the infamous, as they would say in the movies, Mo from the BS Sports Show. Mo, how are you?
Well, I'm good. You know, I feel bad for your listeners doing such a disservice to them last week. If you wanted me to just listen to your show, I was already listening to it. You didn't have to have me call and put me on hold the whole time. I would have listened anyway.
Yeah, you know, technical difficulties sometimes in this business, and you told me, shake it off, don't worry about it, but when you let the team down, you feel bad, Mo.
Well, I only told you to shake it off because I have a thing for Taylor Swift. That's the only thing. I think Nick was hit it right on, though, because he had the 49ers last week, and Colin Kaepernick did the exact opposite. He threw the wrong team of the whole game. Arizona had the defense that had more points than the offense.
Yeah, you always love when you see those completion lines, and it's he's 9 of 11 with two picks, so he really is perfect.
Well, and I went big on the 49ers a day and a half ago. I had under 2 seconds the length of Jim Tomasulo, the head coach of Spart, on the microphone during the press conference. So I've won big with the 49ers twice now.
Yeah, there you go. And you were due. You were due. But 14-2 is 14-2. You can use a dartboard. You can have your dog, pee on the paper. It don't matter. Anyway, you can go 14-2. God bless you, man.
Well, I'm going against myself this week. I'm going to attempt to go 2-14.
Yeah, there you go. You balance it out. So give us a couple takes on that Midwest games. I know people are not a big fans of the Bears right now. What are they saying back there?
Well, you have to give me a couple of games. I'm actually driving now. We're on our way to pick up Chase's birthday cake, and it's his birthday today. It seems like as soon as midnight hit, he turns into the terrible twos. So right now he's at +3 to make it to 2 years in one day.
Yeah,
so,
there you go. The Bears are
home to Oakland.
They're on the they're home, and they got the Raiders coming in.
They're home to the Raiders. And I'll tell you, I've been a guy since last year who's been high on the Raiders, high on Derek Carr, and they've looked good so far. Yeah, they've gotten lucky a couple of games, especially at the Baltimore game with Joe Flacco threw a horrible pass in the end zone to Steve Smith. But the Bears have been just horrid on offense. The first game I've ever remember seeing where a team punted every possession. And Jimmy Clausen didn't play bad. They just the Bears are not great. Alshon Jeffrey, it looks to be back, though.
He's out.
But I like the, he's out now.
He is
out. I like
out.
The Raiders' defense, and I like, the Bears' defense hasn't played awful, but I like Derek Carr. I love the poise of this kid. I like the fact that Crabtree has become a pretty good second receiver next to Amari Cooper. I like these Raiders still, and, it could be extreme panic in the Chicago Bear rooting area should they lose again and lose to the Raiders at home.
No, the Raiders going on the road giving 3, I think my son was on a tricycle. Talk about Chase being a baby. When the last time you seen that?
Yeah, and the thing about it is, too, is that, I feel like Ben Roethlisberger probably would have played Thursday night if they would have let him. I feel like a couple of these injured quarterbacks would play if they let him. I feel like Jay Cutler is okay with just sitting on the sidelines. Like, I don't think it bothers him. But a couple of these other guys, you could see the reactions on Ben Roethlisberger's face on Thursday. I think it killed him not being out there. I think Jay Cutler's fine with it. He doesn't care. And I think that's one of their biggest problems. I think the Bears need to finally decide to move on, cut their ties with Jay Cutler, and draft a quarterback. This is not getting any better. And John Fox and Adam Gase are two good coaches on the Bears team that continue to deal with Jay Cutler.
Yeah, you can't train heart. You know what I mean? You got heart or you ain't got heart. How about those Colts holding court with Jacksonville?
It's scary times here in Indiana because there's increasing talk that Andrew Luck is not going to play. I talked with a couple of my insiders. There's, even though Chuck Pagano said he's fine, he's great, there is becoming a bigger and bigger concern, not only with Andrew Luck's shoulder, but with the amount of hits he started to take. There is a risk so big in Indianapolis now between Chuck Pagano and Ryan Grigson. And a lot of folks are waiting to see what's going to happen, where Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, winds up on. But it's scary times. The Colts brought in Josh Johnson to the 53-man roster. Matt Hasselbeck has taken all the snaps the last 2 days. And it's hard to see that Andrew Luck's going to start, but there is a pretty good supporting cast around Hasselbeck. The Jacksonville Jaguars have been horrible. I look for the Colts to win this game by 10 points.
Yeah, I was there with going through the pool and getting the pool picks up for this week, and I really struggled with this game because the way I do it, and I got the paper here, I go through, I put up all the sixbetsatgame.com stuff, and then I kind of look and see, you know, what's trending, and that's really what I'm doing. I'm assuming if you did this for 11 straight weeks, you might do it again, but it was so hard, I almost wanted to pick the Jaguars, because like you said, the Colts have not looked good, but I just couldn't do it. I could not put my circle around the Jacksonville team.
You know, and being a Colts fan and being right here in the Midwest, it was the last game I picked. I went back to it 3 or 4 times, and it's really hard, you know, with how bad the defense is. And Ryan Grigson, their general manager, has gotten a lot of flack for not rebuilding this offensive line. But if you look, every one of the guys he signed that's been, you know, 30 years of age at Boulder has not worked out, other than Frank Gore started to show some signs last week. Andre Johnson has been nothing. Trent Cole is hurt. You know, the Colts have not done well in the free agent market. And, you know, people are starting to get a little upset around here. This was a team that was thought, you know, all the Vegas books, when they put signed Frank Gore and Andre Johnson, they had the Colts for the Super Bowl. And it's hard to really look at this team right now, even though week four, and say, yeah, this is a Super Bowl contending team. It's not. And we're a 2 weeks away from the Patriots coming to town. And that will set the tone for the rest of the season. I think the Colts are in for a great awakening here real quick.
Yeah, and again, if you're looking at just what they've done so far, you're not going to be excited. I know, you know, Christopher, my son, is a huge Colts fan. And when he had Peyton Manning, the whole bedroom looked like a commercial for Fatheads when he was growing up. But he took it down when he moved, but he didn't stop being a Colts fan. And it's been tough watching. You know, you never want to see your kids suffer. You know, Mo, you know, with Chase,
today I might a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. Even if they scraped their knee, you feel bad for them. Boy, watching that Colts games the last few weeks, it's been tough for the kids. So, all right, what do you got this week with the BS Sports Show? Are they letting you back on the air?
Yeah, we're going to be back. We've got a special Colts guest coming up this week, plus the Indiana Pacers are making their way to town here at the end of the week, and we'll have Frank Vogel, Larry Bird, and I believe Paul George on. You know, another game to watch, I heard you guys talking about it while I was on hold, that really intrigued me is the Minnesota game. You know, Denver's defense has looked pretty stout these last couple of weeks, and, you know, convincing the defense with the pressure they get enough to finally start, putting the hammer down on Adrian Peterson. This game, and Teddy Bridgewater with this running game, you know, it looked like the quarterback everybody thought he would be before he had that awful throw day. So this game might be the most intriguing game to me all weekend.
Yeah, again, with the pool, I'm taking those points all day long, and somebody liked them with the half, right? They got a 7.5, I think they said. So
yeah.
All right, Mo, anything new and exciting this week for you or what?
What's that?
Anything new and exciting on your show?
Oh, God, no. No, I'm still there. Cam, the BS Sports Girl, has put up some new bikini pictures on her Twitter at Cam_star92. You definitely guys want to check those out. And you'll have to come back on a Monday and bring the boys, bring Sloppy and Johnny and Tommy, and you'll definitely want to meet Cam to be at Sportsville.
All absolutely right, we'll talk soon, buddy. All right, so, yeah, I think of all those games, and it's nice having that in perspective because, I mean, again, Mo does it every single day. Every single day he's talking to people in the industry. He, you know, he's got press passes. He goes into press conferences. He's asking questions. He's on the street, and with that information, that really, it helps. It makes a big difference. What do you think of that one game, Johnny, that Viking game?
Let's see, the Vikings in Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. I like the Vikings in the points, too.
Yeah, you know what?
AP's looking like the old AP.
What about you on the pool, Tommy? Did you do it?
I actually took Denver in the pool.
Yeah, there you go. That's one more game I can pick up on me. All right, so when we come back,
just a second.
No, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to get Johnny, and guess what? Sloppy's on the phone, so we'll be back. You're listening to Sports
Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer, maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6betsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6betsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. I'm here, Second Half Chaz, with Johnny and Tommy. And remember that we are covering as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. Johnny, give them the number, buddy.
Yeah, we got the hurry-up offense. Nice pace to the show today. We'll get you in fast. 1-866-405-1717. Pick up the phone. Let's hear what you got.
Now, we're tracking every single caller's picks. Now, we've got some stars. We're making some people famous. But if they can't make it, but they still want to get their pick to count, Tommy, what do they do?
Just tweet us at sbweekly.com. That's sbweekly on Twitter.
Yeah, and they can go to Facebook.
You can go to Facebook at Sports Betting Weekly.
And those picks, we'll pull them off and they count. As long as we get them, you know, don't be putting them in a 1 o'clock Pacific Coast time for the early games. That's not going to work. All right, so this segment is sponsored by ChampionshipFootballs.com, and it was really cool. As a matter of fact, Tyler is on the line. We're going to talk to Tyler, but we had a couple there at the Fox Sports Grill. They were both from Baltimore. He was a Ravens fan. His girlfriend wasn't. She was a transplant to Baltimore, but it was nice to see them win that Ravens Super Bowl football. So you want to check out championshipfootballs.com. The promo code RADIO will get you $50 off of any of their autographed footballs. They've got Buckeye footballs. They've got
Mariota football. They got Tampa Bay's guy, Winston, Jameis Winston's football.
Fighting Irish
football. Yeah, Notre Dame football. They got some really special ones. So check that out. And then what we're going to do next is head out to Tyler. Tyler. You there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so you got a winner for us or what?
Yeah, I have a two-team parlay. I'm picking the Jets -1.5 against the Dolphins in London, and I'm picking the Bengals -4 against the Chiefs in Cincinnati. The Dolphins are actually 1-7 in their last 8 games against the spread. It's a wonky start time in London, so I think the Jets and their defense are going to just blow them out in London. And then the Bengals are actually 3-0 against the spread this year, and the Chiefs are pretty dismal. I saw a stat where Alex Smith is 1-30-1 in his career when his teams are down 14 points or more. So he doesn't like to throw the ball down the field, and I think the Bengals are going to get up pretty fast.
But they did, Tyler. They finally got that touchdown to a receiver.
Yeah.
First time in like 3 years.
I think it was a screen pass, too. I think the receiver did most of the damage. So.
All right, let's see. You know what? I'm going to check real quick. You know what? You're 2-1, so 3-1 would be 75%. Hopefully you gave us a winner. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, so Tommy, what do you think?
You know, I already told you I like Cincinnati. I really like that game. The Jet game, that's a different story. Miami, I don't know if you saw them last week. They looked awful, absolutely terrible, at home, getting boat raced by the Buffalo Bills. So Jets, I think, have a little bit more talent on that team, and I'd be, you know, and also, don't forget, sports bettors, it's a 9:30 a.m. start, so don't try to call that game.
Eastern time.
So don't try to call that game, call in at 10 a.m. for that game like you normally would, because you'll be shut out.
Well, you know, in the old movies, how they had the like the Sting Johnny, where they would have the delay. You know, if you have if you got that inside information that Arizona was going to be up 14-0 in a heartbeat, you could have made some money last week, huh?
Exactly. I didn't know that. Thanks for that information. Yeah, the game starts earlier than the others.
Yeah, it's a London game, 6:30 kickoff. I'm not sure if Sloppy will be able to get to the TV by 6:30. He wasn't able to get to San Diego by 8. You going to make that game, Slop?
Yeah, I've been to the London Bridge in Lake Havasu, but that's the farthest I've ever got to getting anywhere out of this country. It's the
next best thing.
Did that London Bridge have legalized sports betting like London does?
No, but I did bet a guy that he couldn't jump off of it, and I lost that.
So talk to me now. Have you heard some of the callers? We've got some guys that haven't given us a loser yet, not one.
Callers have been spot on.
Yeah,
so
Jason from the Fox Sports Grill is 6-7.
Gosh.
How'd you do in the pool last week?
What was that?
How'd you do in the pool last week?
Not bad, but it looked nothing compared to what like Mo and the other guy did. You think you go 10-6 or 9-7, you had an okay week, but yeah, these guys come out smoking hot.
Now 10-6 was good for third place last week. 10-6 most weeks. If you have a pool, the old pools where they weren't online, and you knew you were 10-6, but you had to go in Monday morning to see the guy that ran the pool to see what the other picks were, and you were cocky. You were telling your wife, 10-6, baby, and you came in, you were third place.
We're good. I got you guys just where I want you.
There you go.
The leader like I normally am.
Yeah, you've paced me well. You should be a trotter running a mile on the flats. What do you got for this week?
Home stretch.
What's up for this week? You got a winner?
You know, there's a lot of teams, if you follow those trends, that have covered the spread every week so far. I mean, the Packers, the Bengals. The Cardinals is one team I think I'm just going to keep riding. I think they're that good. I think I'm going to keep following the Cardinals as long as they keep covering spreads. I'm going to keep betting them, like you say. And another one, I really do, for some reason, like the Vikings against the Broncos. I just think the Vikings are a better team than people give them credit for. And the Broncos just don't look as solid on offense as they have in the past. So I do think Adrian Peterson can get some yards in this game. And I think Vikings can cover that spread.
No, shaky. I think shaky would be a word I would use to describe the Bronco offense so far this year.
Yeah, I think Tommy's got a better arm than Peyton Manning does. Right
there
now.
You go. Well, you know, the East Carolina Pirates, right?
Absolutely.
There you go, baby.
Boy.
I'm not sure what I don't think it's – I think it was a walk on a baseball. I think his scholarship was football. But you know what? those two-star athletes, they're few and far between, you know? what game is the game that if you were going to give me some advice this week on what I should be careful, a game that looks like an easy winner on paper?
Well, they took this game off. I actually bet it early in the week, and I bet the Jags plus 9.5. And I don't know. I mean, luck may or may not play. With luck, without luck, I'm pretty sure that line changes. But with luck, I think Jacksonville can actually go into that game and cover easily. Another offense that looks super shady is that Colts offense. Their offensive line struggles. So I think Jacksonville could somehow keep that game close, and that's a game I kind of be scared of.
No, yeah. Again, we talked about it earlier because, you know, we had Mo on, and Mo covers that Midwest region like a glove. And I remember when I was doing my picks at that game, I struggled. I wanted it to circle Jacksonville. I just couldn't because I didn't think any points was enough points in that team. But the Colts have proven that they're not the same Colts.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, Applebeck is a veteran, but without luck, I just don't think they have any shot. So I'm pretty sure
let's ask you, are you going to be up tomorrow at 6:30 our time?
Absolutely not. There's no chance. Well, that actually depends. I might still be up.
No, see, there you go. That is called a technicality. Hey, if it was the Colts, if it was the Seahawks in London, have they played in London yet?
No, and I hope they never have to make that trip.
They would actually go the other way. They would go like, they wouldn't fly across the country. They'd go towards Australia and go away that way. They could be quicker.
Yeah, I'm hoping they don't take any of the good teams and put them in London.
Yeah, those London games have been the old Thursday night football type games. All right,
yeah,
Slop,
exactly.
We appreciate your call, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
All right, boys, take it easy.
Yep.
Later, Slop.
All right, Johnny, we're going to slide around right now. We'll get some final thoughts, get some best bets in. So let's start with that. If you were going to really need to cash a ticket today or Sunday, you know, for today's callers and listeners, what would you do?
I'll go with the team leading the league in scoring. That's Carson Palmer and the Arizona Cardinals. And I got another big blowout alert. The Green Bay Packers are going into Levi Field for the first time. They want to come back for the Super Bowl later. So Packers-Cardinals are my two top plays.
Well, so they're going to have some practice on that field. And that's
exactly.
Never
you can drop 50 on San Fran.
The double nickel, Tommy. You see any double nickels this week in the NFL?
I don't see any double nickels because the hoodie is off this week, and he's the only one that drops double nickels on anybody.
Yeah.
But I do have a nice two-team parlay that I like. And one of the games no one's talked about this week is the Giants and Buffalo. I'm sorry, not Giants and Buffalo. Philly and Washington. Philly's a better team with better personnel, and Washington's got Kirk Cousins. So I'll take Philly in Washington, lay to 3, and not even feel bad about it. And I'm going to go ahead and parlay that with the Arizona Cardinals. I think right now they are they're 1-1A with the Patriots as being the best football team in the NFL. So until they lose, until they look bad or somebody gets hurt, and that can always happen with Carson Palmer, I'm going to ride them. And so I'm going to parlay the Arizona Cardinals -6.5 with Philly -3.
All right. As always, my best bets are on the website, sportsbettingweekly.com. So let's recap. Thursday night, we're going to be at the Fox Sports Grill. We have a great time. You got to get down there. If you're anywhere near downtown, you got to join us. Last week, our call of the week, Evan, went 3 for 3. We got a sponsor at 6 for 7. If you're listening to the podcast, go back, take it down again, and do me a favor, have a pen and paper. If you didn't get it to call in this week, during the week, text radio to 706-685-6619, and we'll get you on the radio. It's text radio to 706-685-6619. We got 15 seconds, Johnny. Thanks again.
Have a great weekend, everybody. It's a blast.
Cash them, do not trash them.
That's right. Always be cashing at Sports Betting Weekly.